I'm talking about WordPress as a CMS, right? Okay.
Well,
where would you like me to start?
Could you start with when you would use, well, what's the advantages and disadvantages to WordPress versus MU? Like, what tips you over to the MU?
Good question. When I talked about this yesterday, I brought that up because MU has separate blogs and the users only have control of that blog. That's what tips me over in multi-author situations from using single WordPress when the gist of the site is you want to really segregate your authors. Because I've seen a lot of people say, well, everybody's a contributor level, but I don't want them to see what all the other contributors are doing. Because, you know, when you're logged into a single WordPress and you go to write a post or look at the edit post window, you can see all the posts that are everybody else's that's written on your level and below. And you might want to give each author a little more control over their own space.
Which would make you go away from MU.
No.
That makes me go towards MU as well. Like I had an example.
All right, so let me get specific.
We email screen.
I have multiple domains, so they don't talk to each other, they don't know each other, nothing.
Right.
Okay, so that would seem to say I'll put up multiple instances of WordPress, but the downside of this is, let's say I have six.
You have multiple instances of WordPress.
Right, and I got to upgrade each one of them.
Right. Okay.
But if they're separate schools, separate companies, separate organizations or whatever, they don't want to see each other.
Right.
So I would, at that point, not use multi. Because everybody needs to have their own control, needs to use their own plugins. Somebody brought up a good point. Well, pick 15 plugins and offer them to everybody, but they don't necessarily have to use them. I can't do that.
Okay.
So it sounds like all separate, but I have a management headache, but that's my headache, not, you know, the user.
Right, that's where you hit into the payoff, how much control are you giving your users, and how much are you really tied to multiple instances.
They don't want control over it, they just want to use it. So
they
basically,
just
they're going to be users. They're not going to admin, they're not going to do anything.
Because in MU, you actually can declare different plugin folders for different instances. Like if you were running multiple sites,
mm-hmm.
and you know what I mean by the differences between a site and MU and a different domain.
Were you there yesterday?
No,
I
think domain because I have.
I'll hit that next.
You know, I'm center of this domain.
Are they organizationally even related to each other?
Nope.
Are they different businesses?
Mm-hmm.
I would think that, you know, not sounding too lawyerly, but from kind of a liability, you know, angle, you want to have one set of responsibility for one, you know, set of WordPress and back it up and tell them to back it up every other month. And unless you have hundreds and hundreds of them, if you got 10 of them, I'd have 10 different.
That's what would tip me back over into single instances of WordPress, is if you really, really, really wanted to keep everybody apart.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's the yes, you can, but should you? I say that a lot. Well, you can do that, but do you really want to? How tied are we to just? They brought up in the educational discussion. Are we fetishizing the platform? Because you know, just because you can get MU to do this, sometimes you don't really want to push it that far, just for other reasons, not because the platform's not capable.
For example, you run MU for your friends and family blog. Do you think that's a good decision, or is it just because you're now more familiar with MU and it's easier for you than to run five or six standalone WordPress?
In my case, it's a good decision because they're either my sites, my clients who don't care if they accidentally see a plugin in the plugins folder that they know is not theirs. Like they're littler sites, they're not big corporate clients, or they're just some guy like me, you know, some girl like me. They'd come over to my house anyway. Really casual clients, not you have to maintain that air of professionalism at all times kind of client. So in my case, that totally works for me. Just because I have my personal stuff tossed in there too, so they don't care.
Do you consider it's easier to maintain the MU one instance of MU like this for five or six blogs than five or six standalone WordPress?
Oh yeah. I'm even getting to the point now. We used to say in the forums if you had more than 10 blogs, well, then use MU. And then eventually you'll see people say, if you have more than 6 blogs, then use MU. And I'm like, I'm getting to the point, I can't remember the last time I worked on a single WordPress install. Like, to start it, it was like, I'm normally, can we do this in MU? Yeah, let's do that. Unless I can find a reason not to. So it's okay. Yes until I can find a reason to say no.
That's what I'm looking for, is yeah. What are the reasons not?
What are the reasons not to? When you want complete separation. And when you, like, complete separation completely.
Yeah.
In terms of, like you brought up, liability, for instance. If the clients are going to want FTP, that sort of deal.
Okay, hold on a minute. So if they're going to FTP, let's say, pictures and stuff into it, then that would mean separate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, or if you think maybe they're going to go away at some point as a client, and you know...
Which, yeah.
You can just turn it off if it's a separate instance.
Okay, but the interesting part is the FTP and the pictures, because these blogs are going to be basically CMS's websites, not blogs.
Right, but why are you going to FTP pictures, for example, instead of using the back end?
Pictures over there?
Media
the
upload.
Media uploader?
Oh, okay.
The button in the back end that says upload pictures.
Yeah. These are going to be user types. Anything that's more technical, they probably will never even probably see their dashboard because they're not interested in that. We're providing that for them. Like I said, it's a school who doesn't want to do any of that stuff. Right?
Yeah. I would probably keep the school separate from anything else that I was doing.
Yeah.
In that case. Especially. Cause
okay.
That's why. In
but
your case, I would
maybe
leave it separate.
Have the small businesses, the MU might work because security really isn't an issue.
Right. Like, I've dealt with people who, they had an MU install, and each blog was a separate business, and they managed almost everything. The only thing that each business did was post, and some of them didn't even do that because
right.
They offered to write posts for them.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in that case, MU worked really well for them. And last I knew, they had 120 different domains.
Yeah,
one install.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah.
I got a question. Are there any out-of-the-box tools that can do stuff like... Did you see the TrueSlant thing yesterday?
I didn't. I wanted
okay.
to.
But, oh, yeah, but he's running MU.
I videotaped.
Okay. It'll be... he's running MU, and everybody has their own blogs. Are there any kind of out-of-the-box tools to be able to float stuff to the top of MU?
Yes, there
okay.
are. Pulling the recent post onto the front.
Pulling recent posts or being able to decide, I want this one to be sticky and
maybe
always be there and do some waiting.
Yeah, there's just some reputation. Yeah,
you know, it's like Drupal is waiting. I built it in waiting into something else, but it's
reputation. This is where we get into the stuff is definitely out there, but not everybody's released it. And like us, it's more an issue of time getting it out there. Not
yeah.
we don't
uh-huh.
want to.
But there's some basic stuff.
There are some basic stuff there to pull everything to the front.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's tons of literally handfuls of plugins, and the one that I like to use the most is the Sitewide Tags plugin.
Oh, that one I don't know.
Yeah, Sitewide Tags, it's in the regular plugin repository. Denica wrote it.
Yeah.
I think, I was going to say this yesterday, I think I'm the only person who doesn't work for Automattic who knows how to pronounce Denica's name correctly. It's not Doncha, it's Denica. I met him, he's a really nice guy.
You can use that
he's a guy.
Yeah, he is a guy. He's a really nice guy. He's like a foot taller than me. His name's Denica O'Queeve, but it's not spelled like that because he's Irish. When you're in Ireland, mate. So it's Sitewide
okay.
Tags. And you stick that in the MU plugins folder.
Okay.
And it puts, it adds the options to the bottom of the site admin options menu,
mm-hmm.
way down the bottom. You have to check the box to enable it first, and then it pops down some more options.
Mm-hmm.
It has, but the way it's set by default, it will create a tags blog for you, but you can tell it to use the main blog instead. There's a little radio button, so use main blog. It will pull all posts that are marked as public. If one of the blogs is marked as a private blog, it will not pull those posts. And by private, I mean anything that's not marked public, let the search engines in. It's
okay.
under the privacy settings.
Okay.
And as soon as somebody publishes a post, it will republish it to the main blog. From a technical perspective, it saves a copy of that post. In the main blog, but it saves it with the originating blog's permalink.
Okay.
So you don't have duplicate content.
Right. It's sort of shadow.
Yeah.
I was going to say, if you wanted to then be more discriminate about what you're pulling in, there's Speed WordPress, which you can use with Sitewide Tags to have a particular tag that you just that you just pull in.
Yeah.
Right. And a lot of times that's really good. The only danger you have, I've found lately with feed WordPress, is if your site gets really big. Then when you start pulling your feeds across WordPress and you install, it's like I was telling somebody this yesterday. I said it's a beautiful disaster. Sometimes I just sit there and say, "Watch this, Ron. I'm going to push this button." So he comes over to watch me put this, pull the server down. Look, I'm going to push this button. Yeah. Feed WordPress is going. Oh, the server's down. Look at that.
Okay.
Because we had an instance where I actually started to argue with the client because they wanted to post to the main blog and have it show up in 400 sub-blogs.
Oh,
yeah, like, that's not a good idea. Yeah, but I'd like to try it. So I said, okay, look, I don't think it's a good idea. I think it's going to be too resource-intensive. There's no tools out there because, of course, he didn't have the budget to do it properly.
You could just do it in a file include, but yeah.
So I said, this is the only option. Here, we'll try it, and I'll show you what happens. So I showed him. He's like, you know what? You're right. It is gone, isn't it? Yeah, I'm not making this stuff up.
Was that a scaling exercise for MySQL?
Yeah, it was a...
You need to beef your server, that's all.
Yeah.
Well, in terms of the feed WordPress, it was just a clear and present way to...
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, pretty much...
Yeah.
Like why go out and come back? Was that you I was talking with? Or somebody else? With feeds and WordPress MU?
No.
No, it's somebody else. Who was tall and has the same haircut. I knew who it was with Jake, not Mike. Where was I? Sites and domains?
Yeah.
Okay. The difference between sites and domains and MU. This is where my brain is. The ADD's kicking in really good. Sometimes when people talk about having their sublog on a separate domain, they refer to it as a site, and I say that's site with a small s, kind of like pages and pages. Because in MU, there's an extra field in the database that has a site ID, and by the main install is, has a site ID of 1. When the database has a blog that has a site ID of 2, it's a separate instance of MU, virtually, because you're still running off the same code base. So it is a separate... So it does have a different domain than the main install, but it's still part of the same original site, small s. The difference between a site and just a domain map blog is the site can now have member blogs. Everybody with me still?
No.
I'll give you an example. On my MU install that I use for family and friends and casual clients, the WPMU tutorials blog is part of that MU install. It is just domain mapped. So we just use our domain mapping plugin. It acts like it's a separate website, but it's still part of the parent MU install. Nobody can have a blog on WPMU tutorials. That's where it ends. On my personal website, it also lives in the same MU install. So if I log into my WPMU tutorials blog, I have the same username and password on my personal blog because it's in the same install and I'm physically the same user. But on my personal blog, which is atypicallife.net, it's a site, which means that now I can have multiple blogs on that domain.
Why isn't the first one a site?
Because I didn't want people to have blogs on it.
Okay, it's just your choice as admin to just say that's it.
Yep.
Okay. Is there any extra configuration or you do that, or you just don't? You're not having other users as part of it.
Right. I didn't want people to have, for whatever reason, a WPMU tutorials blog. It wasn't within the scope of that site,
right, okay.
Because it's just mostly about putting out tutorials.
Okay.
Me writing tutorials for everybody else.
Okay, but if they're the same site, would they be, and this is more architectural, I guess, would they all be, let's say, wp.com/ Molary Curly, or do they have their own, because they're within the same site, they have to use that same domain name, that just the directory under that. That's how a site works, as opposed to a domain. If they want their own domain.
Right. Then if they want their own domain, then it's domain mapping.
Right.
If you want to have blogs on that domain, then it's a site.
Right. That's
the split. That's the difference.
Yeah.
Can you map a domain to a blog? For example, on MU installation, you have 20 blogs. You want each blog have their own domain name. Can you do that through domain mapping?
Yes, that's exactly what the domain mapping does.
Okay, so domain mapping not only for like you say like a site, also but for a blog. When you say, I was just a little confused because I thought MU is just one big installation. You have multiple, like a mini, say, blog or mini site.
Mm-hmm.
They can either use a domain name or just a slash, whatever name.
Right.
But you just said, like, you could also create on the same installation, have another site, which also, like, a MU, and you can also have some blogs underneath that one. That's where I got a little confused.
That's what she's saying.
Yep.
Do they all have to be on the same host?
Yeah. They're all in the same. They're all in the same install.
The first one,
but the domains are all on the same.
And the domains are all in the same.
But then is there any difference on the top level too? It's just like a domain alias.
Yeah, it's basically a domain alias.
Okay.
Yes.
So they're all sharing the same IP address.
Yes, they are all sharing. And from a technical perspective, Ron and I were talking, you could get them to have different IPs, but really it does not matter. I don't know what the SEO guys are telling you, but unless you're doing extensive linking, really.
No, they're all separate.
The same.
The IP address doesn't matter.
Yeah, the IP. Yeah, good. Thank you. Yeah.
The main mapping will take care of it.
Look at how many millions of logs are on Blogspot, and they have no linking problem.
That's what I mean. Or a shared host, everybody on one box has the same IP.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, they don't care. The only times people get crazy about it is if they're going to be linking extensively between those domains that are on the same IP. Yes.
When they're doing.
Yes.
For typical life, why didn't you use BuddyPress, or did you?
I didn't want to use BuddyPress.
Why?
Because I didn't want. Because it was going to be more blog centric and not member profile centric. I'm not trying to build a community. I'm just trying to build. I wanted multiple blogs for my own personal use because I have my personal blog. I wanted a blog for a Twitter backup. There's a couple of photography projects I wanted to put in a separate blog. And I really wanted it segregated out from my personal blog, which is a file structure of an absolute mess. So I wanted some standalone projects. And then there's my mom's blog, and my daughter just started college, and it's the first, she was homeschooled her entire life, and she started college this year, and it was her first day in a classroom on her first day of college, so she wanted to blog about her experiences, so she has a separate blog, but it's under the umbrella of our name. So the one thing that I want to do is when you go to the top level domain of atypicallife.net, have a catch-all page. To say, here's what's under the site, here's the different sections you can go to.
You didn't build that community because you already are.
I had the community. I am a community.
It's your family. But
our family's a community. Yes. Yeah, it's like a family landing page. Here's what's, I just got to build that.
I have a technical question. If for instance, you had her as atypicallife/daughter, and then you had, and she had her own domain, and she did domain map to a typical daughter, whatever, could you also see the URL as it is in MU's structure? Could you look at it the other way? Could you just tell him to ask?
I understand exactly what you're saying.
So could someone theoretically look at it the other way?
It depends on what domain mapping plugin they use.
Okay.
Because the Donica's one is more similar to WordPress.com, where, you know, if you get the domain mapping at WordPress.com, you can see for their file uploads and everything, you can see that they're on WordPress.com.
Okay.
Because it's username.wordpress.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We wrote our own domain mapping plugin, which is very similar to Dunica's. And this is one of the differences that ours does. You can't figure out the parent site from it because it physically goes through the entire blog structure and changes all those URLs.
You mean in the admin side too?
Yeah, in the database, yeah.
So is yours a public one?
We sell it, but it's mostly we sell the instructions and the plugins are just tossed in there.
Okay.
Because it comes with an ebook. That's one of the things I didn't get to mention in my session yesterday, I want to write more ebooks with more instructions so that it, people have something to follow, and that way I can.
I have a question. I'm not sure if you've covered this because I just walked in. So I understand it would be fairly easy to set up, like creating new blogs within an ME structure, but what if you're bringing in blogs that are already been created and they're separate blogs? What are the logistics into bringing them, converting them all into one ME installation?
That's what I did with my personal blog, the Atypical Life one. I had to, it was physically a standalone single WordPress install on a separate server. And my mom's blog was another WordPress install on the same server. So I had to pull both of those into MU as a new site. So I'm going to get into the logistics. Logistically, sometimes it can be a nightmare and you have to do a lot of planning. That's the short answer, is you have to plan. And make double backups of everything. And be well rested and caffeinated before you start. And hopefully write it. I wish I could look up my post, because I did a post about this on WPMU Tutorials. It's called Mixing Domains and Sites. And I did sort of outline that a little bit. So what I did when I moved my domain, I went into MU. I knew it was going to be a site, so I went there and I created it. So it was already existing in the database, right?
As a new empty site within MU.
Right, as a new empty site. So it's created on that end. Because it was still currently live, I didn't want to flip the DNS yet to work on it. I wanted to work on it and then flip the DNS so nobody saw it unless it was ready. So what I did was I edited my host file on my local computer. Point to the IP address of my new server. Do you know how to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So I just went in there, and where it was in host new IP address, I stuck my domain name at the end. So I'm the only one now who can see my own domain on the new server, which I had created as an empty site. So now I could see it as an empty site. I had already made database backups and import-export backups from the original blog. So I did those first.
Backups as a WordPress export or as a database?
Both. I did both. Because this is where you get into the logistics. If the blog is small enough, the internal import-export should do you. Ron did write a plugin, the advanced export plugin, where you can bring out your posts in chunks if you don't want, because sometimes the export file gets too big. And some people are, how do you chunk it? It's, if you're not careful, it just kind of goes crazy. Or it's a big file and it's too big. So he wrote that plugin, Jeffro asked him. And for my Atypical Life blog, It's got data in there that's 10 years old, because I've been blogging a long time before there were blogs. So there's literally thousands of posts in there, and the export file was just huge. And then when I got to my mom's file, she keeps uploading pictures like on Flickr or something. So, I do a mix depending on what the blog is, because I've done this a few different times. The first time I ever did it, it was a live site, and it was huge, and it was multi-author, and everything that could go wrong did. It was a nightmare. So you learn really quick that way what not to do, and then you write it down for next time. So back where I was, I'm the only one who can see the new site. So then I just import my data. You try the internal one first, and if that's not working because it's too big or whatever, rather than fighting, we took the SQL file, SQL file for my blog, and everything's WP underscore table name. In MU, what I had to do was go figure out the blog ID. Even though it's site ID 2, it was a blog ID of something like 21. So I had to take my single WordPress tables, rename the fields, because it'll say insert into WP underscore post, and then have all your posts. So I have to change the insert into WP underscore 21 underscore posts. And I like to just go table by table rather than do it all at once because you can just... Pardon?
You can see what's happening. Yeah.
You see what's happening rather than it bombing on some error with like 30 megs of data.
You don't know where it is.
You don't know where it is. And I like to work with PHPMyAdmin because I can see it. So then you go in there. And this is the scary part. I've already created it in MU, so the tables are there, but I want to import tables into an existing table. But there's no posts on the new site. I drop the table. And then I import the new table with all the data. On the Jim Groom's Baba Tuesdays blog, in Groom, Baba Tuesday,
okay.
He has more steps, step by step, exactly what he did for importing a single WordPress blog into MU. I did find out there's a step. He didn't mention not to do this, and I found somebody who did do this. The tables you do not want to redo are the users tables and the user meta tables, because in MU they do not have a numerical underscore because the users are site-wide. So that's the other thing you have to be careful of, is the users and getting them into the system as well. Sometimes if there are pre-existing users in your MU site and you're bringing in, say you have 50 users on your MU site because you've done this a couple times, and you're now bringing in a single WordPress install where there's another 50 users. Well, your users in your MU are numbered 1 through 50. And you're in your single user one, they're numbered 1 through 50. They can't be the same. So the one you're importing into, you manually have to go in and renumber.
Yeah.
Get up the text file. Start going through.
So that's the database. What about the files?
The files?
Yeah.
Do you like to work with SSH?
I have SSH set up, yeah.
Awesome. I told somebody how to do this on Twitter the other day. Like I said, my mom thinks I'm Flickr. She had 135 megs of pictures in her uploads folder, and I had to get them from the VPS to the dedicated, and I have satellite internet. Yeah. It's better than dial-up, but not if you're doing that. It likes to go out. This time of year, the sun is in a certain spot that hits the dish.
Oh, yeah.
So between 4:30 and 5:00, it's between 4:30 and 5:30. I disappear. It's not just because I have to cook supper. It's because I'm trying to hit refresh and I need to walk away.
Yeah, I feel you.
So you just SSH server to server to transfer the files.
Yes.
But what about the location of the files? Because MU, I'm assuming, is not going to be...
MU is different. Does anybody need the SSH for that?
What happens when you're referring to, like, an image that...
I'll tell you. Because you have legacy URLs within the install, because it's WP uploads underscore whatever. And in MU, it's... Even after they rewrite the URL, it's got they have the word files stashed in there. The kludgy workaround for now is to put them in both places. That's what I did. Or if you're so inclined, you can go through all the posts that are in the database while you're in there editing the SQL. You can just do a search and replace on the URL structure if you're so inclined. Or you can physically put them in both locations so that the previously uploaded ones were there and they're over in here and the user can see them in the back end as well.
Now, WordPress is planning to merge
yep.
All the MUs. How's that? What file structure is it going to have?
The short answer is they don't know yet.
Okay.
But you can probably assume that what makes most logical
yeah.
sense, what, the merge?
Yeah.
The code base is emerging? Did you not know that?
No.
Okay. So then there's only going to be one program instead of two.
That's good.
That is good.
Yeah.
So essentially they're clicking a button and make it MU.
Yeah. It's either going to be a button or you're just going to have to maybe edit your config file
yeah.
or whatever, and all
gone.
Of a sudden, whoa, geez.
So is that a 2.9 thing?
3.0.
Okay.
3.0. February. Ooh. I have a list. I have a list.
We're running about 25, 30 on it.
Do you think that there's going to be any sort of strangeness in the upgrade path? I mean, any major strangeness.
Any major?
Will is always there.
No, because there's going to be a bug, and I expect a couple of things maybe to be a little bit rocky, but generally it should go as smooth as possible.
Good. We're not doing anything weird with ours.
Yeah, because I'll tell you right now, people have had an MU installed the WordPress automatic upgrade plugin for some reason, and then upgraded, and all of a sudden, wow, where'd my site admin menu go? And I'm like, dude, you just overwrote it with the WordPress files. And you know what? It still works.
Okay.
And Ron...
Clean core.
Ron actually decided to take a little mental exercise and take a single install of WordPress. What would he have to change to turn it into WordPress MU, kind of to prove it could be done?
Oh, yeah.
And he did that, and it took him not very long, actually. And it literally blew my mind for like 10 minutes. I was in my home office going, yeah. Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
That's great.
You just merged the code! It was really weird. So it might turn out like a little different, but... If you're in an MU and then that code goes away, you will be upgrading to WordPress. But because you have your set, 3.0, but because you have your settings in your config file and everything set up structurally in the database, everything should be fine. I tell people it's safer to say single user is going away.
That's great. Yeah.
Really,
yeah.
is what happened. And look at all the single users who were like, I just want to add another blog, like a hand and movable type.
Yeah.
You know?
That's right.
I used to use movable type.
I'm still using it here and there. Yeah. But
I haven't touched it in ages. Like when 2.6 came with the licensing changes, I was out of there.
Well, that's where I've got one thing frozen. So at the college, we use it for the news engine. It's frozen at 2.6. But I've used 3 and 4, and now I'm testing 5. I just want to keep my toes in that. You know, just
keep your brain fresh?
Yeah. It's interesting. 5 is very interesting because they now have a concept of sites and full sites that can have multiple blogs. So it's really taking a step forward.
Oh, wow.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah, I think they're targeting the corporate market more, too. So.
Yeah, it's like full-bore CMS, no questions asked sort of thing. But can they pull off a simple interface?
Can they pull that off?
I mean, truly, because their stuff can be a little...
To move all those files, what I did... Because my mom's old site had cPanel and everything. In the newer cPanels, you can tell it to archive a folder, right? Mm-hmm. So I basically zipped up her content, her uploads folder.
Mm-hmm.
I zipped up her uploads folder, left it on the server, logged into the new server via SSH,
and then
wget.
You know, another way...
And I'm on Server Beach, and the new server's on Server Beach, and I did wget to zip over 130 meg zip file.
No time.
A minute. Literally a minute.
Wow.
You can see it in my Twitter stream. Because I did it.
Just in
insane.
Case, I use an rsync command that SSHs into the host. And so I just moved. I do fishhousepoems.org, and it's in need of a huge refresh, but it's got, like, literally 5 gigs of audio.
Wow.
And you can't really... depend on a connection staying alive to transfer 5 gigs between two strong hosts. So you do an rsync command, you know, that SSHs into the other host, and that way, if it fails, you just fire that rsync command again, and it just picks up where it left off. Rsync's a wonderful tool for large amounts of data.
Ron does more of that stuff.
Yeah, and I just moved my own host to multiple sites, I mean, to a new domain, and et cetera, so it's just nice, so...
Yeah, I've done about 2 gig transfers using wget in like 5 minutes.
I love
wget too. Yeah.
Yeah, and Ron's always behind me when he goes, "Why didn't you do SFTP and do server to server that way?" I'm like, "Because I don't like SFTP."
Yeah, I know.
Because it's more
I prefer rsync or wget.
Well, it's the puts and the gets in the SFTP that confuses me. Who I'm logged in with? It's just oh, good, I'm not the only one.
I'm with it. Now, what about plugins like Popularity Context?
Yeah.
One of the guys who does one of those, not Lester Chan, but the other guy whose name I can't remember. One of those rating plugins, do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know.
He's
either.
Trying to work on it.
I know, but I don't know.
Yeah, you know who I mean.
Right.
He's trying to work on MU compatibility. And this is the thing that some people get when they ask about MU compatible plugins. Some of them work in MU, but what people are really asking is, is it giving me site-wide information? And some of them, don't. We did modify LesterChans for a client once to pull the site-wide ratings. We should probably release that. So yeah, it totally can be done. I got 5 minutes. Okay. I think if you're looking to do something like that yourself and you want to dig in some code, save things as in the site options table rather than the blog options table, because then you can just pull stuff site-wide. It's a handy tip. That's from Ron, really. He told me that. I remember it. Yeah, we did this for somebody. We used that same trick for somebody. He wanted site-wide specific stuff most of the time, but sometimes he wanted blog-specific stuff, and that's how we pulled it off.
Yeah.
The site-wide specific, save it there. But if you're in the blog and you change it, then it's blog-specific. Is there anything I forgot? Did I drop off somewhere in the middle and didn't get back to it? Anybody have any questions? What? Contact info?
Yeah.
WPMUtutorials.com or RonandAndrea.com.
Andrea_R
on Twitter. I'm on Twitter like all the time, except this weekend, and I'm having withdrawals.
Okay, guys. WPMUtutorials.com.
RonandAndrea.com.
ANDREA. Ron and Andrea?
Yeah, Ron and spell the word and. Because it's not valid in the domain name now, is it?
Yeah,
I think it is.
Not yet. It's coming.
When did really? You say the merge, the three point
three.
Over?
No timeline yet, but probably February-ish.
So Andrea underscore
2010?
Yeah.
So this
because 2.9 is late.
Go away.
Then we'll just be talking about multiple blogs in WordPress.
Right.
Because, I mean, I don't like the multi-user name anyway, because you could always have multiple users. We're just talking about multiple blogs.
Where is this 2.9? It's got to be before the end of the year, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they had to push out a security release, because we kind of expected 2.9 to release this weekend, but they had to sort of...
So that's the 2.6 we just did?
Yeah, it was like Wednesday or Thursday.
Just a side note on that, like for BuddyPress people, that would implicitly mean that
right.
BuddyPress would be folded into it.
Not.
I mean, they'd have to upgrade to. I've heard Andy talk about this too.
Yeah.
Folding it into the.
I think that might be one of the reasons.
No, I don't
to
mean like merging
merge.
With it. I just mean that they'll have to be.
Compatible.
Yeah.
Compatible.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at. I think one of the reasons that tipped over and we should just merge this is because so many BuddyPress is like the darling, of course. And to me, that's one good reason towards the merge, because so many people on single WordPress, they don't want multiple blogs. They want the BuddyPress community stuff.
Yeah.
This is a good way to get it to work on single WordPress. Merge the code. There you go. BuddyPress. Everybody have a party.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I'm late, so I don't know if you addressed this earlier, but I have a blog right now, and it's a community blog, and one of the things that I've learned about BuddyPress is that it might be the solution, but just like what you said, I didn't want all these blogs, but I wanted the BuddyPress features.
Right.
And then, from what I understand, there's changes going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be simple? Like, is it... Because I was just going to wait until you make all these changes, but I kind of need all the features now, and I'm wondering how difficult is it going to be when you make these major changes later on? Like, is it going to be simple, like where a non-techie can do it, or is it going to be like this big thing we're going to have to hire people to
if you're non-techie, then I would wait. If you're non-techie and you don't have the money, I would wait.
Okay.
Because then it's just a matter of time. Then it's a time cost.
Right. And you said February of
ish. That's a guess. That's a guess. That's an educated guess.
Okay. So
probably April then.
I'm out of time. Yes?
Thank you.
I too was late, but I just want to. I have an existing MU site.
Yeah.
And I have a ton of WordPress sites, but I want to make sure that when you do roll MU functionality into WordPress, it is going to be both forwards and backwards compatible both ways. So the WordPress users get MU features, and existing MU installations don't have to do a lot of like forwards, backwards compatibility stuff.
That's the hope. That's the hope. You can answer.
As far as an individual blog goes, an MU blog is functionally interchangeable with WordPress. So the edit posts, all of the normal, it's the same code on both. MU is actually a layer on top of standard WordPress, and it's like 2 or 3% of the code. There's about 2 or 3% of the MU code. Code in MU is not in WordPress. Otherwise, the entire WordPress code base is used for now.